When you do your shopping on Amazon.com, you don't need the tabulator to tell you what your results are going to be. They're going to be amazing. Get the best deals on everything you need and help support Rob Has a Podcast when you start your shopping at robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. Mr. Survivor, oh my God, I just realized that there's a typo on the screen. Mr. Survivor 2014 Top 3 Results Show. Oh my God. And here's the guy who knows you can't spell bro without R-O-B, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our live show here. Yeah, we are live. Anything can happen, including typos on the screen.
Where's the typo?
It says Miss Survivor 2014 Top 3 Results Show. So... yeah, so we'll fix that.
Yes.
Okay, we don't want anybody to have any confusion. I am Rob Cesternino, here with the lovely Nicole Cesternino. Nicole, how are you doing?
I am fantastic. I am so excited for Mr. Survivor.
Yes. We'll fix that with annotations. That'll look good. All right. And of course, here with us is my good bro, the man who has tabulated all of the results. He is the tabulator. It's Kurt Clark, everybody. Kurt, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, and I'm pretty sure you can't spell tabulator without bro either, so let's do this.
Now, Kurt, you are in character tonight for Mr. Survivor?
I dipped into the bro section in my closet. I've got my beer, I've got my baseball cap, I've got my jersey. Let's do this.
You are broed out.
Yeah.
It's probably as broed out as I get.
Yes.
So.
Slightly douchey, I must say, too.
Kurt, are you sponsored by Samuel Adams tonight?
Yeah. So far.
This isn't product placement,
yes.
Is it?
Okay. Kurt, sharing means caring. Come on now.
I only got a couple left.
All right, so the tabulator has some beers. Hopefully it will not affect the results of the countdown.
Hopefully it makes them count better.
Yeah, don't count and drink either.
Yeah. My hair's
important
got
safety note.
Yeah. All right, but the tabulator has already, he's running up a tab tonight. And so he has counted all the results ahead of time. So we no worry about that. So last night, of course, we had our big Miss Survivor Top 3 Countdown
show.
The final countdown show. It was very exciting. Of course, our top three. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen it. Okay, if you want to go and check
that
out
now.
Yeah, go check that out. Our top three finalists are Andrea. It was ABC. Andrea, Brenda, Sierra were our top three finalists for Miss Survivor. I reached out to
a lot of controversy on Twitter.
Why was there controversy?
People didn't like the final three.
Well, that's too bad.
You should have voted.
Yeah, no controversy. All right, so it was ABC. I reached out to our top three, and I do have an update at this hour.
Oh, update.
One of our
breaking
finalists,
news.
One of our finalists has accepted the nomination for Miss Survivor.
Who is it?
And that person is Sierra.
Ooh.
So Sierra has accepted your nomination, the people's nomination.
Did she say thank you?
She was very excited.
Very good.
So Sierra is excited. She is in. She is up for Miss Survivor. So
she's got some hardcore fans.
Yeah.
Sierra.
So we'll see if we hear back from Andrea and hashtag Brenda Watch continues on into its second day.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens.
So no response from Brenda just yet.
No response yet.
She does have a baby she's tending to.
And if anybody has a better way to contact Brenda than on Facebook, please let me know. Because I would love to have that. Okay. So, also, Candace is standing by. She's our first alternate ready to go. Should either Andrea or Brenda not accept the nomination for Miss Survivor? And, of course, we are live here. If you want to get your comments into the show tonight, two ways to do that. One.
Two ways.
The easiest way to do it is to tweet me, at Rob Cesternino. I have my Twitter open. I can see tweets coming across the board as we speak. Joshua Smith just tweeted, Plaid is really rocking tonight. Gonna have to pick up one in that pattern. So
oh,
there you go.
It is a very nice shirt.
Yes.
It is very nice.
Yeah, so we
as opposed to plaid in some other sort of pattern.
Some other pattern, yeah. So you could tweet me directly. I'm seeing these. I'm also seeing everybody in the chat room. John Dunn just said, we all knew Sierra would accept. John Dunn says she's a goddess, so a lot of Sierra support already
right?
from John Dunn in the chat room. So we are completely live. Of course, you can also use the hashtag RHAP, and what we'll do is, well, at the end of the show tonight, We'll take some of your questions with
Fantastic.
The hashtag RHAP. Scott St. Pierre, of course, is producing the show, and he has put together an amazing scoreboard here. Of course, we can take a look at any time of our top 20
look at
men
those hunks
vying for Mr. Survivor. Boy, let's take a look at this field here tonight of the 20 guys vying. We're going to count down all the way from 20 down to number 3. Nicole, it's a night where we will see brother versus brother versus big brother.
This is fantastic.
It's a night where we'll see bro versus bro.
Look at all these hotties up on this screen.
It's a night where we'll see bandits versus amigos. We'll see. It's a night of Aris versus Stealth Aris.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. We have the last two winners and the last two fan favorites in the Malcolm, who was the Sprint fan favorite,
mm-hmm.
and Hayden, who was the RHAP fan favorite for Survivor Karamoan. So,
wowzer.
Lots of storylines we're following here tonight with our 20 men, 20 guys. Really, you could argue a case at least for half of these guys could be in the top 3.
And some of them you could say not even close.
Some of them but you know what? I feel like, and I felt this way all along. I felt like the Miss Survivor field was more top heavy, so to speak. I felt like it was maybe easier to predict who was going to be in the top 5 for Miss Survivor.
I feel like the Mr. Survivor is more bottom heavy.
It's wide open, Mr. Survivor. It could go a number of different directions. There was campaigning. There were some people who didn't campaign. So it really could go any which way.
Yes.
So we have so much to get to tonight. We're going to count down all the way from 20. Last night, we skipped the bottom 5 for the women.
Because we felt bad for the bottom 5 women. We don't feel bad for the bottom 5 men.
it depends who they are. Depends who they are. That if they are who I think they are, then I won't feel bad. But
guys have thicker skin than girls do, for the
most
part.
Guys have thicker skin, of course. So we have a lot to get to here tonight. If you're watching this video live on YouTube and you like seeing stuff like this, we always appreciate when you give us a thumbs up on YouTube. And also, please comment away on YouTube. And I go back even after the video is over and I comment back to people on YouTube and on robhasawebsite.com. So I love getting the comments from you guys. I love getting the feedback.
You're such a people's man.
Well, I like to hear what people are saying because I'm very insecure, Nicole. Was it bad? Oh. Did people like it? Did they like it? I don't know.
That's what I hear
like
all night.
Was that good? Yeah. Was that good? Did they like it? What do you think? One guy hated it. Oh, man, I suck.
And that ruins it
for everybody. I suck. Oh, no. All right. So, Tabulator, did we forget anything?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Ready to go whenever you guys are.
So we've got a lot to get to tonight. Of course, we're going to count down from 20 all the way to 0. Tell us some stats here, Tabulator.
I feel like you're Ryan Seacresting it a little bit.
Why?
Because you're teasing
I'm milking it.
Yes.
Well, look, the people, you know, the people, they have nothing else to do. What are they going to go watch? Opposite Worlds? They want to be entertained, Nicole.
Yes.
It's us or Luke Tipple. Come on.
We are live here for the Mr. Survivor. Okay, so Kurt, give us some stats on how people voted for Mr. Survivor.
Okay, we ended up just shy of 5,000 votes. We had 4,962. So we were
30.
But that's 1,000 more votes than Miss Survivor in the first round had last year.
Yeah.
So right out of the gate, Mr. Survivor is doing a little bit better than Miss Survivor's first year out.
Yeah,
that's great.
So very good.
That's great.
And Miss Survivor's second year out, too. So Mr. Survivor is not yet as popular as Miss Survivor. Almost 4,000 votes less cast in the first round for Mr. Survivor than Miss Survivor, but still more votes than the first round of last year for Miss Survivor.
I wonder if if it was mostly girls or women who did the voting for Mr. Survivor.
Yeah, we would like to hear in the comments, maybe a little exit polling as well. Of course, the Mr. Survivors are playing for, look at this, the Mr. Survivor championship belt. Look how fetching this is.
It's very fetching.
The
but
Mr.
dudes,
Survivor
don't get
championship
too used
belt.
To it. You got to return it.
Yeah, you got to return. You got to pass it along. Here it is. The Mr. Survivor. Oh, I have it upside down.
Do they sign it?
Yes, on the back they could sign it. Okay. So here's the Mr. Survivor championship belt with the Mr. Survivor logo. There's a beer on one side and another beer on the other side. You got to try to make
Does Mr. Survivor drink tap beer?
Mr. Survivor is the most interesting Survivor player in the world. He can double fist.
Okay.
Okay. So there you go. So the Mr. Survivor championship belt will go to the winner of Mr. Survivor. And tonight we will learn the top three contenders, the three finalists for Mr. Survivor. And again,
so excited.
In exactly the same way as Miss Survivor, we will get to our top three nominees, okay? The nominees will have the option to accept the nomination for Mr. Survivor. Now, I can't imagine a good reason why somebody would not accept the nomination.
Makes
for Survivor,
no sense to me.
But if somebody hates the fans so much that they don't want to be a part of, they do not want to accept the nomination that the Survivor and Rob Has a Podcast fans have bestowed on them, if they say, I'm too good, too important to spend my time talking to you, the people who voted for me, then that is their decision.
That could be the only reason why they would not accept is that they hate people.
That is the only acceptable decision why somebody would not accept the nomination for Mr. Survivor. I hate the fans.
Yeah.
Okay?
And then we call you a jerk.
well, that's implied.
Yeah.
All right. So.
No, we'll say it.
Tabulator, are you ready to get started tonight?
Yeah, come on.
Okay, here we go. So, all right, all of the hyperbole out of the way. Here we go. Let's start off. Give us some stats on Mr. 20th place finisher.
Mr. 20.
Yes.
Mr. Congeniality.
Mr. Loser.
For the 2014 Mr. Survivor is someone from Karamoan. So I don't think that's a huge surprise given the recency bias. You're going to see more people potentially from Blood versus Water rise to the top of the ranks. This is somebody who is not a returnee. This is somebody who, so in their Karamoan season, it was their first time out. At number 20, from Survivor Karamoan, Matt Bischoff.
No!
I refuse to acknowledge
this,
Kurt.
I do not like this.
I refuse to acknowledge this result. I demand a recount, Kurt.
Well, it's a pretty quick recount. There weren't a lot of votes.
All right.
Oh, okay. We don't have to get
Sorry. All right. Well,
sorry.
This is why. You know what? Then now I take it back because now I wish we didn't do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like Matt.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what, Matt? You're Mr. Survivor to us.
Yeah. Matt Bischoff is a good guy. I feel like him and Michael got a raw deal on Survivor Karamoan.
Yes.
Very very sad to see Matt, and he was He's a good guy and not somebody who would be too good to run for Mr. Survivor.
Yes,
frankly, I'm surprised by this.
Shame on you, voters.
Voters.
This was a terrible job from you guys. Bad job. Bad job, voters.
Yeah, you suck.
You guys suck. Okay. All right, let's move on. Move on.
My heart is a little broken.
The bad taste out of my mouth for this result.
I better be the next one, but better deserve it.
Yes.
I think I can deliver a little bit on that, Nicole.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Good.
Number 19, also from Survivor Karamoan, friend of Matt Bischoff's from his tribe, Shamar Thomas.
Oh, no. Oh, it's Shamar. It was a total eclipse of Shamar in the 19th spot. Oh. All right, so for Shamar, he did monopolize a couple of weeks of our attention on Survivor Karamoan.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, well, give us the vote count for Shamar, Kurt.
69 votes.
Hey.
Lucky 69.
That's something. Hey. So if you told me the over-under on Shamar was going to be 69 votes, I think I would have been hard-pressed to guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And really, really, 10 votes away from Matt Bischoff. So I think maybe... I don't know if Matt wanted to campaign or not, but I think he could have easily, taken it up a little bit above Shamar.
We should have gotten him a campaign manager.
Yes. Well, I think Mr. Survivor snuck up on some people because I didn't announce it until December. I think maybe people would have done 2013 a little bit differently had they known what was to come.
Do you think the dudes were waiting for another Survivor to make the first move before they started campaigning? They didn't want to seem too desperate.
I think there was a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I think the guys didn't know how to campaign. this is a first time for Mr. Survivor. And even in the first Miss Survivor, the women were sort of like, oh, I don't know. And then it's like last year with RC. Then RC sort of led the way. And then you saw very aggressive campaigning after that happened.
And we'd like to see that.
That. That's good. And so
I don't believe Tim Lamaster is campaign managing for any of the guys.
Yes.
Well, he should. He should.
Tim Lamaster is not the campaign manager for Shamar. Are you confirming that?
I'm confirming that now. Write it down. And I don't believe he's the campaign manager for any of the top 20.
Okay. Well, that's
also
a shame.
Also, we incorrectly reported that he was the campaign manager for Katie Collins last night as well. So sorry about that. Fact checking the show one night later. Kurt, could you imagine what the reaction is at Shamar's house right now?
They probably have no idea that this is happening.
I think shit's going down.
Okay, we'll see.
They're probably cheering that Team Kronos lost the world duel or whatever happened on Opposite Worlds.
Yeah, that's not a spoiler. Kurt's just
I'm
riffing.
Just throwing an example.
He's riffing.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm riffing.
So let's take a look at the board here. So we have two Karamoan people off the board here in Matt and Shamar, taking us down to number 18 in the countdown. Kurt, who do you have in the number 18 spot?
So in the number 18 spot, again, we're kind of keeping on with this Karamoan trend, unfortunately. And it's, again, another non-returning player, another first-timer. So from their first time on Survivor, from Survivor Karamoan, we have Michael Snow.
No! You know what? No.
Yeah, I don't like this. I wish we didn't do it this way, because I went...
But you know what? They should have campaigned. Did they campaign? Did they campaign hard enough?
Michael Snow did... I don't think he knew what Mr. Survivor was, because he tweeted, like, sometime mid-week... So I think Katie Collins tweeted something about Mr. Survivor, and he's like, what's this, Mr. Survivor?
Well, that means he doesn't listen to RHAP.
Yes.
So then he deserves the bottom.
No, we like Michael Snow.
We do, but he has to campaign. He has to want this.
Yes, and Kurt... last night it was all fun and games. We were like, ha, 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 let's get the bottom five. Let's count down everybody for the guys. They can take it. And then I was on my way to the gym this morning, and I was like, boy, I hope Matt Bischoff and Michael Snow aren't in the bottom five, because I'll feel bad if those two guys are in the bottom five.
He did say that.
And to be fair, you did shoot me a note about that as well.
Yeah. No, that bums me out.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So we're very
sad about Michael Snow being here.
Maybe if Corinne would have campaigned a little harder for her gay, she might have been able to.
But that's what got him screwed the first time.
I guess so. All right. So sorry, hey Snowy.
Sorry.
We don't have better news for you tonight. You are the 18th place finisher for Mr. Survivor 2014. All right. Here we go. All right. Let's go. Give us. Let's get back on a high note here,
yes.
Kurt. Give us the number 17.
You know, I think I can deliver on that.
All right, fix this now.
There's some good news.
There's balance in all things. So at number 17, we have, from Survivor Karamoan, Brandon Hance.
Oh, no. All right, hold on.
Caleb, what? Yes.
Oh, no, Brandon Hance.
Frankly, I'm scared to say anything about him.
Well, he was a dark horse for the contender of Mr. Survivor. Of course, he is.
He placed a little higher than I thought he would.
He is Arthur of his own fate. And unfortunately, that fate did not include being Mr. Survivor.
Mm.
But Brandon Hance has come to be one of the most entertaining survivors of anyone in the 400 some odd alumni of Survivor. Of course, this is a younger photo of Brandon Hance that we're looking at here. This is about 46 tattoos earlier.
Yes, including a face tattoo.
Yes, this is a younger, fresh-faced Brandon Hance.
And this is about 72... girlfriends later.
But look, he's been unlucky in love, Nicole.
Yes.
All right, and he's unlucky here in Mr. Survivor, but I feel like with all of the appeal of Brandon Hance, with all these women throwing themselves at him on Facebook and whatnot, you would think he would have done better in this competition, especially with the Hance name.
Well, he did just go through a nasty breakup, so I bet the chick kind of did something here.
Yeah. Do you think that had Brandon been single at the time of the Mr. Survivor campaigning?
Or maybe his ex was campaigning against him.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Well, there's no, it's not like, this isn't like Opposite Worlds where you could downvote and like negatively tweet Brandon to
hurt
his votes.
Or they could have said, don't vote for him.
All right. Give us some stats on Tabulator. Give us some stats on Brandon Hance.
So we know last we checked in, it was, you know, Shamar had 69 votes. We didn't check. Michael Snow has 77. So they're kind of all clustering around there. There's a little bit of a leap when we get to Brandon Hance. He had 137 votes. That was 2.8% of ballots cast had a vote for Brandon Hance on them.
A lot of votes.
So, you know, it's, you know, not that much more than Michael and the other people around there. So still, I'm surprised, to be honest, you know. Great guy, but I'm surprised he didn't actually place a little bit lower. I'm surprised he got this many votes.
Oh, and this just in, I've gotten word Brandon Hance is en route to the Tabulator's house to pee in Kurt Clark's Samuel Adams.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so sorry about that. Some bad news for the Tabulator tonight.
I'll have to just drink more quickly then.
Yeah. Yes, you have some time.
He's on his way. All right, so Brandon Hance, your 17th place, or 16, was he 16 or 17?
He was 17.
17, your 17th place finisher for Mr. Survivor. So very, very sad news to hear. He is recovering well, I believe, from his recent trip to the hospital where he had taken too many pre-workout supplements. But Kurt Clark, I heard that happened to you as well recently.
Yeah, you know what? You sometimes can't really tell how many servings are in a particular, you know, cup of that stuff, and you accidentally take 5 servings instead of 1. It's not, doesn't really feel that good.
Yeah. Okay. Let's check in with the countdown.
I have no words. I have no words for this.
Oh, no. It's been a rough night. A pagonging for everybody from Survivor Karamoan so far. We have, it's Matthew, Michael, Shamar, and Brandon. Four, were the first four off the board.
You know what? You keep, I can help with that. I can help with that.
Yes. Okay. I don't know what that means. I don't know if the pagonging will continue or if Kurt is going to throw us a curveball.
No, it's like if there's been a lot of pagonging, a lot of Karamoan folks going out, I'm just going to say number 16 is someone from Blood versus Water.
Okay, we're going to lose our first Blood versus Water person off the board. All right, tell us, Kurt, who is number 16 in the big countdown?
Number 16 with 30 more votes than Brandon. Friend of the show, Colton Cumbie.
Oh, no, Colton. All right. So there was a rivalry in the Cumbie Bankston household of who was going to be on top in the Mr. Survivor poll. And it looks like that Caleb is going to be on top.
I'm not surprised.
Yes. Yes. So Colton comes in 16th place here in the Mr. Survivor competition. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you know what? Look, it could have been worse.
How?
It could have been worse.
You know what? I'm a little disappointed. Colton seemed to choose not to campaign.
I don't think he really cared.
You know what? He was very active in Miss Survivor voting in the past. He made endorsements for last season. He endorsed Kim Spradlin. So I really felt like when we created the Mr. Survivor competition, I felt like Colton was really going to take the ball and run with it. But
I think he knew he didn't have a chance.
Well, you know what, though? Does it kill you to tweet, hey, vote for me for Mr. Survivor?
Apparently.
I guess so.
Apparently it does.
Okay. Well, anyway, so.
I'm guessing the prevailing sentiment in the Cumbie Bankston household was whatever, Caleb.
Yeah. Okay. So now the question is going to be, now how high in the charts will Caleb place?
Mm-hmm.
Could there be a top three finish for Caleb here?
We'll find out.
I don't know. Okay.
You know, and I'm surprised I didn't see any campaigning from Colton on behalf of Caleb.
Yeah. Okay.
That could have happened.
Yeah. You would have think that at the very least, Colton might have said, hey, I am abstaining from running for Mr. Survivor. Please support my amazing fiance, Caleb, for Mr. Survivor. So I want to put all of my votes on to Caleb. Kind of like what we were hoping, or maybe we thought we might see with some of the other couples from Blood versus Water, like in the Miss Survivor competition with the mom and daughters.
Yes, but that didn't happen either.
It didn't happen. Mm-mm. And again, we'll see if if the blood versus water format returns in another season, how will that affect Mr. and Miss Survivor strategy?
Mm.
All right. So now we're down to it, Kurt. All right.
Yes, we are
down to number 15 in the countdown. So now we are, the bottom 25% is off the board. Let's check in with our countdown here. Colton is the first returning player to go off the board. Just to set this up.
Brandon was the first returning player.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
That's right. Good call, Nicole. Yes. So he is the first blood versus water player to go off the board. Just for those of you guys listening in the audio archives and not watching us on YouTube, and if you'd like to watch the YouTube video tomorrow or whenever, you can go to robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. The 15 men vying for the title of Mr. Survivor who are still alive are Otis, Brad Culpepper, Caleb, Cochran, Eddie Fox, Eric Reichenbach, Jervis, Hayden, John Cody, Malcolm, The Specialist, Reynolds, Rupert, Tyson, and Vetus.
Mm.
Okay?
Strong competitors right there.
Very strong competitors.
Yes.
All right. So.
And some hotties with the bodies.
Whoa, easy, Nicole. Take it easy. All right. Kurt, give us number 15 in the Mr. Survivor countdown.
Number 15 is an interesting one. Number 15 received 4 more votes than Colton.
Okay.
But was from the same season.
Okay.
Okay.
We have it, number 15, with 171 votes, Brad Culpepper.
Brad Culpepper! Oh,
whoa,
no!
Was not expecting this.
Oh, no.
No.
Down goes Culpepper. Brad Culpepper
Brad
off the board
Culpepper.
Here. At, no, sacked early here. Oh no! It's as if the voters said, "F you, Brad Culpepper. We
I've
are not
heard
voting
that before.
For you." Now, I think Brad Culpepper was hurt by a couple things here. Number one, he is not on the social media.
No,
and he is not on the Twitter, and so unfortunately, he couldn't be campaigning.
But Monica is. She could have campaigned for her man.
She could have campaigned for her. What was the finish for Monica Culpepper last night, Kurt? Do you remember?
I believe she was around number 10.
Around number 10. Okay.
So once again, proves to be the better Culpepper.
Yeah, Monica Culpepper has been dominating in Survivor competitions. Nicole, how do you think Brad Culpepper would have fared as a Mr. Survivor?
I think that he would have embraced it.
Yeah.
I think that he would have loved it.
Yeah. And correct, she was number 9. If you had taken the Mr. Survivor poll 3 weeks into the season, I think he would have seen Brad Culpepper a lot better. Obviously, that's not something that we can do.
Right.
But, I believe that, if he had waited a bit, I think the fact that he was an early boot hurt him.
Yeah, definitely hurt Brad Culpepper here. The lack of campaigning, not getting far into the season.
Yep.
He would have been great in the Mr. Survivor debates. Really?
Yes, that would have been really good. That would have been fantastic.
You know, a couple of people that went off the board here would have been great in the Mr. Survivor debates. You can only imagine, could it have been a Brad Culpepper, Colton, Brandon, Hance, Shamar? Any of these people would have been great fodder for the Mr. Survivor debates. But unfortunately, it's not meant to be.
Yes. Sorry, Brad Culpepper. You're out, but Rupert's still in.
Rupert's still in. Okay. So Brad Culpepper is out at number 15 in our countdown. So tabulator, who is number 14 in the big countdown?
We had at the beginning of the countdown 4 straight Caramoan people out. Then blood versus water. Got another blood versus water for you.
Three in a row
at number 14. 4 more votes than Brad Culpepper. Mm-hmm. So again, Colton and number this person, 8 vote spread. Jervis Peterson.
Jervis, no. Jervis,
he should have campaigned.
Our first shocker of the night. Jervis, who had a leg up on many of the people in the competition, he was the only person to have an appearance on Rob Has a Podcast
recently.
Other than the people who appeared on the roast, he was the only person. He had a 45-minute interview not 2 weeks ago on Rob Has a Podcast.
I think it was because he was trying to get you to shave your head.
Was that what it was?
People were like, no, not again.
No.
Didn't during that interview, though, didn't he encourage people to not vote for him and to vote for his bro Tyson instead?
They listened to Jervis?
They might have, because I know that when I tweeted out reminding the male players of Mr. Survivor, Gervais's response was, don't vote for me, vote for my buddy Tyson. So he was kind of anti-campaigning and throwing his votes toward Tyson.
Oh, man. I can't believe this. This is our first real shocker of the night. Gervais at number 14. Had we done Mr. Survivor back in the summer of 2000, Kurt, where would Gervais have placed?
I'd say that Gervais would have easily placed, let's see, 16. Oh, Mr. Survivor, let's see, you got the Australia in the mix. I think you still would have seen Gervais.
No, Australia. No? It would only be the year 2000. So I think our top three are maybe Rudy, Greg, and it's between Richard and Gervais for number three.
You've got Colleen in there though too, if you're throwing the females in, but I think he would have easily been top five.
Yeah. Well, it would be only for Mr. Survivor. Yeah. We would not let Colleen.
Get your genders straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
So eight people, I think safe to say he would have been top three, if not top four.
I think so. I think he'd be ahead of Dirk, ahead of Sean.
Oh boy.
Joel Klug.
No, Joel. Well, Joel was, a lot of women like Joel. It's true. You have no idea who I'm talking about.
No.
But anyway, very surprised to see Gervais. I hope this will not affect the sales of Chat Vodka or Headblade or...
I think that some of us need to go drink that vodka now that Gervais
We don't have it. They say he sent us Headblades and not Chat Vodka.
Yeah. What's up with that?
I don't know. So very sad to see Gervais go out. Now, Gervais does beat Marissa Peterson, right?
Yeah, Marissa had placed in the bottom five.
She was in the bottom five cluster. So Gervais
almost slipped and gave something away there.
Bottom five. Okay. There you go. So can't believe it. Our first real shocker of the night. Gervais at number 14.
Gervais out. Rupert still in.
Rupert is still in the mix. The first coconut bandit off the board. Okay. Kurt, lucky number 13. Let's look at the board first.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so let's take a look at the board. Now we see the last couple of people that went off the board, Gervais and Brad Culpepper, narrows the field down to 13 Survivor men. This is getting very exciting.
Getting
very exciting. All right, so just to give you the quick update, it's Otis, Caleb, Cochran, Eddie, Eric, Hayden, John Cody, Malcolm, the Specialist, Reynolds, Rupert, Tyson, Vetus.
Very different guys in this top 13.
All over the map.
Yeah, we're all over the place.
Yeah, the one big surprise, Gervais so far.
Yeah.
Okay, Kurt, who is number 13?
Okay, I'd say that we're now entering the third tier. The first tier was the first three people, 59 to 77 votes. The second tier, you had 137 up to 175 votes with Gervais. Now we're jumping up to 245 votes.
Okay, big jump.
A big jump. His name's been thrown out several times tonight. We've got Rupert at number 13.
Rupert, number 13. Okay. Rupert, a shoe-in for Mr. Survivor 2003, probably.
Something like that.
Yes. Pun intended, a shoe-in for Mr. Survivor 2003. 10 years down the road. Yeah, it's, you know what, for Rupert,
This was pretty good. This is good.
Rupert
first out.
Yeah.
So I think I was impressed by this showing. I think if you kind of take away the caricature of the pirate that he kind of embodies, you know what, he's a classic, you know, person from the series. And you know, I'm glad to see that he placed as high as he did. I'm surprised, but I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised.
A respectable showing here for Rupert, yes. Considering that he was out. You know, his wife got voted out on the first episode. He took her spot.
He did have a very noble exit.
Yeah. What numbers is this? 13, Kurt?
Yes.
All right. So that's...
I think that's pretty good.
Not bad.
Be what proud. Do
you
guys say?
And Rupert, I'll tell you what, he was great on the Survivor Pearl Islands reunion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So not
maybe
a bad,
that's why.
Look, not a bad showing for Rupert. He was barely on the season. 13th place. Nothing to sneeze at there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Let's move on to number 12, Tabulator.
Right. And I believe just like in beer pong, this is where you reconfigure the cups. The board is going to reshuffle.
Oh, okay.
Down
so we know. Okay. So now we have a reconfigured board. We've removed all of our red
nice
X's
and clean.
On the memory wall. We have bigger photos here. Again, with Otis, Caleb, Cochran, Eddie, Eric Hayden, John Cody, Malcolm, the Specialist, Reynolds, Tyson and Vetus, our final 12. Okay.
Yes.
Kurt.
So We had four Karamoan out in a row. We had four Blood versus Water out in a row. So let's see what number 12 brings us. We bounce back to Karamoan. At number 12, with 270 votes, The Specialist.
Oh, no. Okay, let me find The Specialist.
I think 12 is actually pretty good for The Specialist.
Yeah, you know what? He did campaign a little bit.
Did he?
You know what? He tweeted about it, but he didn't include the link.
I think he
tweeted like,
that I'm not surprised.
Vote for Philip for Mr. Survivor, but he didn't really give any instructions on how to do it.
Okay.
And I know that
Rob, but at least he tried.
He did.
He tried.
He did. So yeah, no Survivor, Mr. Survivor for The Specialist, but look, not a bad run for The Specialist.
That's pretty good. Number 12.
Number 12. Yeah. What do you?
But he's got some big things coming, so I think we're good.
Hey, The Specialist has a lot going on.
He's a busy man.
He's got a lot going on. So yeah, good for the Specialist. We wonder if maybe if The Specialist had promoted Mr. Survivor like he promoted his book. Maybe this might have even been a higher place,
or if he was in his pink underwear.
Oh, maybe, perhaps.
I would have voted.
Perhaps.
We're missing that from the debates.
Yes.
Do you think that The Specialist campaigned using the BR rules, Kurt?
I'm guessing not, because he might have finished a little bit stronger if he had followed some of the BR rules. You know, I think there's the appendix to the BR rules that you can download that gives you rules on how to win at the Rob Has a Podcast Mr. Survivor pageant. And I don't think Philip followed those rules.
Okay. Well, see, what would the BR rules be to win Mr. Survivor?
Okay. I believe that the BR rules to win Mr. Survivor would be, one, campaign for yourself and nobody else.
Yeah, that's fair.
Include a link.
Two, include a link.
Include the link.
Yes, exactly.
True.
I think the specialist is not into the details. He leaves that to somebody else. So I think rule number three would be to use and abuse a campaign manager. And I don't think any of the guys had a campaign manager. So
yeah. And is rule number four pay off the tabulator?
You know what? That is, I believe, rule number one. And I don't believe that any of the contendants for Miss Survivor or Mr. Survivor followed that rule.
At least not this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and yeah, we'll handle that next year.
All right. So there goes The Specialist. He's off the board at number 12. Okay. All right. Let's get down to number 11. Tabulator. Who is that person who came oh so close to the top 10 but falls just short?
Well, with 90 more votes than Philip from Survivor Karamoan. Friend of the show, one of my favorites, unfortunately, Eric Reichenbach.
Oh no. Okay, Eric Reichenbach off the board.
Our t-shirt maker.
Yes, the t-shirt maker, the
comic book
maker.
Imagine how many more t-shirts we have.
The ice cream scooper, the video game designer, the man can do it all.
He does it all.
He's the total package, Eric Reichenbach. He's also recently engaged.
Is he?
As well, yes.
Oh, maybe that's why. He's off the market.
He is off the market, ladies. So yeah. Eric Reichenbach is off the market. He's also off the board.
Yes.
Maybe Eric Reichenbach can next start a Kickstarter to develop a Mr. Survivor video game.
That would be good.
Yes, that would be very exciting. So Eric Reichenbach is off the board. And now, Kurt, we're down to the top 10. So let's take
the top 10.
Let's take a look at the big board
here. Let's review.
As we take a look at the top 10 men, the top 10 bros who are competing for the title of Mr. Survivor. We have Otis, Caleb, Cochran, Eddie, Hayden, John Cody, Malcolm, Reynolds, Tyson, and Vetus. Nicole, any surprises for you here in the top 10?
There's just a few surprises, some people I wouldn't expect to see, but then there are a lot of people that I do expect to see here. Who's, and I think deserve it.
Give me one person you're surprised to see here in the top 10.
I think Caleb surprises me a little bit to have him in the top 10.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see just how high he can go. Here in the top three, but very excited. We have both of our winners still in the mix. We have our fan favorites. We have all of our amigos still intact. So lots of intrigue here in the top 10.
Right. And I think, you know, Nicole raises an interesting point. Maybe this is something we adjust for next year is, you know, having the ability for people when they vote to actually tell us what they're putting their vote on, what makes somebody a Mr. Survivor or a Miss Survivor candidate. Are you purely basing it on
Comment section.
Exactly. Are you basing it on looks? Are you based on moves that somebody made in the game? I think there's lots of different ways that people approach this. I think that'd be interesting maybe to get some comments in next time.
I think we should have, you should check whether you're a dude or a chick.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to hurt the voting. I think then people are like, whoa, you're asking me for too much information.
I'm not asking for their social security number.
Yeah.
Right. So. Yeah. Gender and why.
I like to keep the voting, you know, let's let some things be a mystery. I like to keep it as easy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You like to encourage people to stuff the ballot box is what you're saying.
No, I just want people.
Multiple times.
I want to know the demographics here.
I don't want people. I filled out a form. I just wanted to vote. Right. To vote for Philip. Well, I got to fill out a CAPTCHA.
Well, there's two questions.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
CAPTCHAs rule.
No, the CAPTCHAs do not rule, Tabulator. How much have you had to drink? How much have you had to drink? All right. Again, much like last night, as we've continued along here, the number of viewers continue to grow. We're almost at 450 Last night we had 550 live with us, and then you know a bunch more people today in the archives listening to the audio and recorded video versions of the show.
Not surprising due to the amount of chicks in bathing suits on the screen.
Yeah, it is getting a little late on the East Coast. So let's move it along here.
Okay.
Let's get this sausage fest going.
All right, here we go. Sausage fest continues. Number 10, Kurt.
Number 10. We've got 450 viewers now. Well, with 414 votes, that's kind of a stretch for a connection, so I apologize.
We'll go with it.
Yeah, you know, 400s. We've got number 10. Caleb Bankston.
Nicole, you jinxed
him. Did I jinx him? Yeah.
You jinxed him. All right, but not a bad spot here for Caleb. Finishes in the top 10, a first-time player.
That's pretty good.
Though he was on Survivor Blood versus Water.
Pretty impressive.
A respectable showing. Mm-hmm. Not wearing a plaid shirt here as pictured, but not a bad finish for Caleb.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, very, very good for Caleb, and I hope that... Maybe he is very proud of this achievement getting into the top 10.
I think he should be.
Yeah, but
hope he is.
Yeah, we'll see. No campaigning from Caleb. He's not super active on the social media.
Pretty good he didn't have to campaign and still finished at 10.
Yeah. You just wonder what would a little campaigning have done?
Yeah. Would have done a lot.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Kurt, we are down to single digits here.
Ooh, my foot fell asleep.
On the big board. Nicole's foot fell asleep, everybody. Hold on. Okay. You don't have to go anywhere for the next little bit.
Don't think so.
All right. So, Caleb is out. Jack M. Larson on Twitter says, CAPTCHAs do not rule. He's echoing my sentiment. Okay. So, top nine here. It's Otis, Cochran, Eddie, Hayden, John Cody, Malcolm, Reynolds, Tyson, Vetus. Nicole, who's the biggest surprise on the board for you now?
The biggest surprise, I wouldn't expect to see Eddie.
Yeah.
I mean, he's handsome.
A ringing endorsement from Nicole. I guess he's handsome.
I don't know if I would have voted for him in my top, but I'm a little surprised to see him.
Okay. Eddie is.
But he did say that he was going to have a pet bar or dog bar. So maybe that's what did it.
Maybe that's what did it. All right. Here we go, Kurt. Tell us, who is at number nine in the countdown?
Number nine in the countdown with 622 votes. So a little bit of a bump from the 414. We've lost an amigo.
Oh, no. Man down.
But it is Reynolds.
Oh, no. Reynolds. Ronald is gone.
Yikes. And he looks like Rupert.
Yes. Oh, man. You know what? Ronald, I really thought that he could have a little campaigning, I think, might have served him well.
I think so, too.
But he has a baby on the way.
Does he?
Yes.
We started a trend.
Right, Tabulator? Ronald?
Yeah, he's asking for a baby seat for Christmas.
Yes, so the baby is not here yet, so we'll make an exception in his case.
Okay.
So, a respectable finish.
Yes.
In the single digits. I think he's a guy that we're going to see again on Survivor.
Probably.
And I would endorse that. What do you think, Tabulator? You think we'll see Reynolds again?
I would not be surprised at all, actually. I think I remember that he was kind of the master of the the Carnival Games element of many of the challenges of his season.
Yeah. So a respectable showing. How many votes there for Ronald?
622. There's about 12.5% of the votes cast were cast for Ronald.
Hey, that's nothing to sneeze at. 622 votes.
Yeah.
It's a lot of votes.
It's a lot of ballots cast for Ronald. So unfortunately, he's the first amigo off the board.
Amigo down.
Amigo down. Very sad. So he's also the first amigo out of the game, right? Was he out before Malcolm, or was Malcolm out first?
You know what? The memory is failing me.
Who remembers? Who knows?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So Reynolds is out here. And now we are down to our top eight. Oh, my God.
We reshuffle the board at this point.
Let's reshuffle the board here as we get down to the great eight.
There we go.
Hold on. Board is reshuffling. And here we are. Here they are. Your final eight.
These studs.
For Mr. Survivor. We have Otis. We have Cochran. We have Hayden. We have John Cody. Continuing the trend from last night of the Codys being the big underdogs in this competition.
Are the Codys going to take over the world?
Master campaigners. The Codys. We have Malcolm. You have Eddie. You have Tyson. And you have Vetus. You have both the Biskauskas brothers here in the top eight.
Is this another rivalry between them?
Another rivalry. Brother versus brother. You have two amigos. You have Hayden. You have John Cody, as we said. You have the two winners, Tyson versus Cochran. Oh, my God. What a great final.
Ours is a winner, too.
Well, the winner of the last two seasons.
Oh, okay.
The two winners from 2013 are both there.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Aris won a long time ago. Yeah, he's now. We're the bigger story there is brother versus brother. Yeah. That's Jeff Probst tells me that's what we have to talk about.
I was just fact checking.
Yes. All right. Oh my God. Oh my God. By the way, this just in: any of the finalists are allowed to plug their Twitter during the Mr. Survivor debates. Ooh. So that is they would be allowed to. Even if the question does not involve their Twitter, they would be allowed to plug their Twitter.
I heard Aris loses followers by plugging.
That's true.
That's what I heard.
And at Kurt Clark on Twitter really likes that fact.
Okay, there you go. All right, tabulator. Oh, wait, hold on. I have a new card for this. Now that we're down to the top eight. Okay, look, this is the big time.
This is ooh la la.
This is the top eight. Lots of intrigue here.
It's like MySpace.
In the great eight, yes. Who's in your top eight? Thank you, Nicole, with a joke from 2006. All right.
That beats my joke from the 90s last night, so.
Yeah, the 2000s called, Nicole. They want your joke back. All right, so number eight, tabulator. Tell us how many votes did the person at number eight, how many votes did they receive?
659 votes, just about 30 votes more than Reynolds.
Okay.
Hung on as long as he could, but we're losing Eddie Fox.
Oh, Eddie is out. Amigos go back to back.
Oh, does that mean the dog bar is out too?
Kurt, can you tell us, I'd be very surprised if you could, how many of the ballots that had Eddie also had Reynolds? Were people voting in a block for the two of them?
You know what? I can do that, but we'll get back. Let me get back to that in like 15, in like a minute or so.
Okay, sure. Well, the tabulator tabulates that result. Okay, so Nicole, Eddie is off the board. What did you say about him before? He's kind of good looking.
I guess he's kind of handsome.
I guess he's kind of handsome. Unfortunately, he will not be Miss Survivor.
He will not be Miss Survivor either.
He will not have any title, unfortunately. Very sad to see Eddie end up going out here at this point. It would have helped with picking up the babes, I think. Mm-hmm. Did you know I'm Mr. Survivor?
But now he's Mr. I guess I'm kind of handsome.
Yes. Hey, he's Mr. I guess I was in the top eight for Mr. Survivor. And that's, you know, nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a guy.
You know about sneezing tonight.
I keep saying that.
Do you have a cold?
No. Anyway, so Eddie was, did he have a top four finish or was he top five on Survivor?
He did pretty well.
I believe he was actually top four. I think that he would, because Eric dropped out at five, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And there were, out of the 4,900 or so votes that were cast, there were actually only 133 that had both Eddie and Reynolds in it.
Only 143, so they split the votes. I think the Amigos needed to band together and say, hey, three votes, three Amigos, let's make it happen.
How many do you think that were actually Eddie voting for himself?
No, he can't. How many devices do you think he has, Nicole?
I could have went to the Apple store.
He could have gone to the Apple store. Oh, man. People are very upset. Two of the three Amigos is down. Only Malcolm is left from the three Amigos. Let's take a look at the big board here. We're down to the final seven. It's Otis, Cochran, Hayden, John Cody is hanging on. Malcolm, Tyson, and Vetus.
Mm-hmm.
The top seven here on Mr. Survivor 2014. So it's going to be a very, very interesting stretch run here. All right, tabulator.
Lucky seven.
So jumping from 659 votes to 824
votes.
That's
a big jump.
Yeah.
That's quite a jump. We're losing a John.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Losing Dr. John Cody.
No!
John Cody. All right. Well, this was... Yes. This was a great finish here for John Cody.
Yeah.
Very respectable for the Codys combined. Dr. Candace came in fourth in Miss Survivor, and she could,
she could be third.
She could still be Miss Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Technically, John Cody could still be Mr. Survivor if enough people say they don't want to do
Unlikely,
it.
Unlikely, but it can happen.
Hey, that's possible also.
Yes.
You never know. But Candace could still be in the mix here.
Yeah.
I don't want to rule Candace out.
And then by default, he will be kind of Mr. Survivor.
Yes, as Candace's husband,
yes.
He would be Mr. Survivor.
Yes.
He would be the first Survivor.
Yes.
Sure. So John Cody, that he was against stuffing the ballot boxes. He said it reminded him too much of people putting paper in their mouths.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't like that.
No.
He doesn't like that. So John Cody... John Cody and Candace, I'm already calling it already. We're gonna get a podcast with them this season on a recap.
Oh,
okay. So John,
I think
Cody,
they'll be down for that.
We'll see. John Cody is out now. We will see if he is back for Survivor Robs versus Johns, but he will not be Mr. Survivor. Very, very
in
sad.
In this contest.
All right. So we are down to the final six. And boy, look at the intrigue we have here. We have, it's Otis, it's Cochran, it's Hayden, it's Malcolm, it's Tyson, it's Vetus. You have two Bushkauskas brothers here.
Yes.
You have the two winners, and you have the two most recent winners of Survivor Fan Favorite. Mm-hmm. Boy, wow. Kurt, could you have drawn it up with more intrigue?
Not if I tried.
Not if you tried. What a great final six. I don't even want to eliminate anybody right now.
But you have to.
But we have to.
But we must.
But we have to. All right.
I'll do it.
All right. The tabulator will do it. All right. Tell us a little bit about the votes for number six.
So we jumped from 824 votes to 1,017 votes.
Wow.
Okay.
So,
another
big jump. So what I said, we have like four blood versus water and two Karamoans left.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're losing a Karamoan.
Whoa. All right.
And
we're losing our winner, John Cochran.
Cochran is out at number six, an upset. A lot of people had him in the top three. Cochran, again, a little campaigning, I think, would have gone a long, long way here for John Cochran.
You know what? Pretty good for not campaigning for, you know, the guy that pooped his pants.
That's Cochran?
Guy. Yes.
I mean, that was
The guy who talked about pooping his pants on television.
Yeah, but that was on his first season.
Okay, but still, that's pretty good.
People didn't forget that.
You don't forget things like that.
For Cochran, would you say, Kurt, this was a disappointing finish, or do you think this was something Cochran could hang his hat on? Hey, I was number six on Mr. Survivor.
I'd say for not campaigning, this is something you can hang your hat on. I think that the fact that he did not make an appearance at the Rob Sesternino roast immediately prior to the voting opening up for Mr. Survivor might have actually hurt him.
It hurt him. Yeah.
So,
agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. Very sad.
I think it's a good finish for him.
You think it was good?
Yep, I do.
It kind of this is where if you see. this is a finish thing that stands on its merits.
Yes.
He won. He got sixth place without having to campaign. If he had campaigned or had wanted a little bit more, he might have placed higher.
Yeah.
I say, good job, Cocky.
So you think Cochran, he won, he got his money, he got his job and said, that's it, I'm done with Survivor. Is that it?
New dealer, yes.
New dealer. Okay. All right. All right, so Cochran is out and not in the top five, but let's take a look at the big board here.
Let's see that X across his face.
No, okay. There he is. Cochran is out. He is eliminated. And really, he won on Reality Game Masters. He won on Survivor. This is the first time that Cochran's been eliminated from anything in a long time.
Well, it was due. He
was due. Okay. So we're only going to reveal two more names here tonight.
Are you surprised by what you see right now?
Yeah, I'm a little surprised here. I think I would have had, in my top five.
Mm-hmm. Your top five men.
If I was going to rank the top five, I'll tell you the guy who I think is the outlier here.
Okay.
I think I would have had Otis.
Yes.
I would have had Hayden.
Yes.
I would have had Malcolm. I would have had Tyson. I'm surprised to see Vetus over Cochran. I thought Cochran was going to be a shoo-in for the top three. I thought he had a lot of support, but I guess Cochran doesn't have as much support as we thought he did.
He got cocky.
He could be resting on his laurels, Kurt. Yes. Maybe he needs to show his face around once in a while because people are forgetting about the Cochran very quickly, Kurt.
You know what? He's got the Millers. Does he need the fans anymore?
It doesn't seem like it. It doesn't seem like
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
It seems like it. Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead. Tell us about who came in number five.
Okay. We're losing a blood versus water person.
A blood versus water. Okay, well, but hold on. Let's look at the board. Okay. So a blood
Malcolm
versus water
is,
person.
Malcolm is safe.
Malcolm is safe. Yes. Everybody else on the board.
Yes. Otis, Malcolm won he won immunity this round.
Malcolm is moving on to the final four. It's Otis, it's Hayden, it's Tyson, it's Vetus. One of these four is about to be eliminated.
Yes. And jumping from Cochran's 1,017 votes. About 200 votes more, 1,228.
Yes.
We're losing a Bushkowskis brother.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Coming in fifth place, his first time, it is Vetus.
Still
a strong finish, I think.
Oh, Vetus. Yes. Vetus is out here at number five.
So regardless of what happens, Aris wins this rivalry.
Yes. That in the
here,
game,
yes.
Vetus went further. But, you know, Vetus can go ahead and eat a cheeseburger because if he has a cheeseburger, that means he is out of the Mr. Survivor competition.
Yes.
Did he campaign?
I don't think there was a major campaign. Maybe some minor, like, retweeting, Kurt? Do you have any sense of that?
I didn't get a retweet from anything I sent out there. I didn't know, across the board from the guys, I saw very little campaigning. I was busy the week of the pageant, but some of the notes I sent out there, I think the only actually retweets that I got were from I remember seeing the specialist and Rupert actually retweeting some stuff.
Okay.
I think that the guys, I think especially in the first round, I think we're a little bit like arm's length, a little afraid to campaign.
Yes.
It's gonna be interesting to see in the top three for the finalists. Once it's right in front of their noses,
yeah.
Once it's dangled,
yeah.
Once you get a like, oh, this
look at that belt.
This fetching belt could be mine. Is that true? Mm-hmm. I could own this.
Yeah, nut
the
up, guys.
The too cool for school mentality might go right out the window. When they
yes,
see that
once
belt.
They see this Mr. Survivor belt, which would be a perfect accessory for any outfit.
Although Tyson said it doesn't fit in his belt loops.
He can wear it over his shoulder. The chat room is very upset. I saw a lot of WTFs. I heard a lot of people...
For Vetus getting eliminated?
Yes, people were very disappointed to see Vetus go out. People are shocked. People are very, very sad that Vetus... And people can't believe it. What a shocking night it's been. It's been a night of surprises here on Mr. Survivor. All right, so Vetus is off the board. And now that means, Kurt, that we are only going to have one more name that we're going to give away here
Yikes.
Tonight. Okay?
So yes, our first alternate.
Our first alternate. Now, it is entirely possible that one of these men may not accept their nomination for whatever reason. Or
I'm not thinking that likely, though.
I might be.
It's possible. Hey, anything
it's possible.
Anything yeah. is possible.
Tyson's already got his cupcake belt. Does he need that though?
Does Tyson need it? Now,
true.
Again, as we've said, the only reason that makes sense that somebody would not accept a nomination for Mr. Survivor is if they hate the fans.
There you go.
And so I don't think that's the case with any of these four. But I've been I never say never anymore, Kurt. I've seen too many crazy things happen in my life.
That you have.
So it's possible that one of these four people secretly hates the fans.
Or not so secretly.
It won't be secret for long.
Cat's out of the bag.
It would be out of the bag if they were to not accept the nomination for Mr. Survivor. Okay. So we have Otis, we have Hayden, we have Malcolm, and we have Tyson.
Wow, I don't know who I would predict to be eliminated right now.
I would not be surprised to see any of these people in the final three.
Yeah.
All would be worthy Mr. Survivors.
I'm a little nervous.
Yes. And I would even say that this top four is even more top heavy than the top four from last night. That all of these guys would be great Mr. Survivors.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But there can be only three.
All right. All right. Oh my God. I'm on pins and needles.
Woo-hoo. Okay.
Nicole.
Ready for this?
All right. No. Oh my God. I'm shaking. Do you feel that?
Get it together.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. Okay.
All right.
What is wrong with you?
What were those breathing exercises? Yeah. All right. So here's how this is going to work. We're going to give the number four person, okay? We will talk about the person who is eliminated. Then we'll come back and we'll talk about the top three finalists for Mr. Survivor.
No, this is a bug.
Tabulator.
Yes. Yes.
Tell us about the vote totals for number four for Mr. Survivor.
So we're jumping from 1,228 votes to 1,389 votes, so about 160 votes.
Okay.
And then it's actually quite a sizable jump to the top three. You've got about a 600-vote jump there.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so this person that was on a tier below the top three.
Yes. Coming in at number four, also from Blood versus Water.
Okay.
Also a Bushkowskis. It
no.
is honest.
No, no, no.
That's sad that the Bushkowskis brothers go back-to-back.
Vote belly
back to back.
Belly to belly, the vote DILF campaign at this hour comes up short.
No,
he will be the first alternate here in the competition.
So he's still in the game.
He's going to Redemption Island.
Yes,
he's not eating that cheeseburger yet. Okay, if it turns out that somebody in the top three hates the fans and does not want to compete for the title of Mr. Survivor, then Otis will be...
Who loves the fans.
Who loves the fans.
Otis loves the fans.
He would be a great Mr. Survivor.
And he's a baby on the way.
Baby on the way.
People are terrible.
Yes. Okay.
Terrible.
Very sad. This is a sad night.
People don't like babies.
We'll go on with a heavy heart here as we have counted down all the way to our top three. But let's not bury the lead here.
Yeah.
Otis is out. But let's take a look at who is in your final three for Mr. Survivor, and boy, it's a good one.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. You couldn't go wrong here once we got to this final four. It is Hayden Moss.
Yes.
Malcolm.
Freeberg.
Freeberg or Freeberg?
It doesn't matter. Freeberg. He's just Malcolm.
Freeberg. And Tyson Apostle, the big bad wolf, is here.
Oh, yeah.
Boy. Malcolm, Tyson, Hayden. Of course,
wow.
Hayden and Tyson have a little bit of a rivalry going back to Survivor Blood versus Water. We'll see if there are any feathers that get rustled in the Mr. Survivor debates. Very, very exciting.
So Hayden beats Kat again.
Hayden did get further than Kat in the Mr. Survivor.
In her own game.
In the Mr. Survivor competition.
Yes.
Okay. Let's not dwell on that.
We're not gonna dwell on that. Okay, so we have our final three. Nicole, any thoughts on this final three?
I think it's a good final three. I would have liked to have seen Aris. It's no secret that I don't love Aris.
Wait, it's no secret that you... A double negative?
You know what I meant, okay?
Okay.
It's no secret that I love Aris, but this is good. This is a good final three.
It's a great final three. Great final three. All right, so here's how this is going to work. So tomorrow, I will reach out to the three people that you guys have named, your top three finalists for Mr. Survivor. I will dangle the Mr. Survivor belt, this fetching, attractive belt, and let them know
such a tease
that this is Mr. Survivor belt is up for grabs.
Can you wear that later?
Well, this used Mr. Survivor belt will be up for grabs. Here's how this is going to work. Next week is Miss and Mr. Survivor interview week. We will get together with the top three finalists who accept our nomination. We will present to you six interviews next week total. Mm-hmm. Three Miss Survivor, three Mr. Survivor. And then the following week, we will open up the polls. We will also have our debates. I'm trying to schedule them that what I'm looking at is 2 weeks from last night for the Miss Survivor debate and then 2 weeks from tonight for the Mr. Survivor debate.
Yes.
And then the voting will be open all week long. And then I believe the 3 weeks from tonight, the Tuesday before the premiere of Survivor Cagayan. I've been told that's the proper pronunciation.
Cagayan.
Oh,
you have to say it like that?
I think so. That will be our Mr. and Miss Survivor reveal show.
Okay.
We'll try to get all sorts of fun, and we'll have a big live show on the 25th. Of February, when we will crown our Mr. and Miss Survivor.
That is my brother's birthday. What is up with my hair?
Okay, thank you, Nicole, for being completely in focus and in tune with what we're talking about. Great job again.
It looks great.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. So people are very excited in the chat room and on Twitter, of course. Do we have Scott St. Pierre? Do we have any questions ready to go? Let me we'll give Scott a second or two if he has any questions pulled up. Tabulator, did you have any thoughts on this final three?
You know what? I think this is a solid placing. There's not really, I think, a lot of surprises here. And yeah, I'm really excited to actually listen to see how the interviews and debates go.
Yeah, it's going to be a very, very exciting Mr. and Miss Survivor season. And I think I might have thrown a curveball for Scott to be able to put up questions that quickly, but we'll give it another second or two and see how that ends up working out. Of course, tomorrow night, Kurt and I, it's still Clark week. We'll be back live to talk about the latest Duel of Destiny on Opposite Worlds. And then on Thursday, or by Thursday night or Friday morning, I'm going to have a Walking Dead podcast with Josh Wigler. We're going to preview the upcoming half season of Walking Dead, which premieres on Sunday, and also talk a little bit about we're going to have a draft, Kurt. Okay, get this. We're going to be drafting teams of survivors. If there was a zombie apocalypse, which survivors would we want to have in our camp?
Wowzer.
Yeah. So we're going to combine the Survivor and Walking Dead worlds. That's going to be later on this week. All right, a couple of quick questions, then we'll wrap this up tonight. Okay, Survivor Dreamers. Did anyone else think he said artist when he said Aris? Did anybody think that?
No.
Kurt, how would artists have fared if we did Mr. Survivor 2013?
I'm going to guess a
14th.
Very precise.
Joseph Rodriguez. Oh, God. Matt just Instagrammed that he's watching the show live. Come on. All right. Well, these questions are not going well.
Matt, we still love you, though.
These are not going
You're Mr. Survivor to me.
Scott St. Pierre, don't you have any good news? Oh, man. I thought that people, we could have had some reaction.
I love that you're still wearing.
Oh, it's going to all until they pry it from my cold, dead hands. Okay. let's see. One more question. BPBC6624. No, I need Aris. I voted on five devices. Ha ha. Well, that's not funny. Okay. All right. So that's going to do it for this. If you are watching this on YouTube, we certainly appreciate when you give us a thumbs up if you like seeing this sort of thing. Also, subscribe to the YouTube channel if you want to see all of the videos of the interviews. That's at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. And, of course, on iTunes, robhasawebsite.com /iTunes. Okay. So I want to hear from you guys in the comments on YouTube and on robiswebsite.com. I love hearing what you guys think about all of this, Mr. Survivor, Miss Survivor, and everything that we're doing. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun this month. It's February. And so we are closing in on the premiere of Survivor Brains versus Beauty versus Brawn.
Yep.
All right. You look like you have something to say.
No, I just hear my baby crying.
The baby is screaming. All right, we got to wrap this up. Thanks. Hold on. Let me just say some thank yous. Thank you to the tabulator.
Yes. Boy, lots of work.
Did you do one hell of a job here? Over how many votes in total? Well, about 14,000 votes almost that you sifted through.
That's a lot of counting.
Close to that, yeah.
I'm sorry, 14,000 ballots, yes. Each with 3 votes. So a hell of a job for the tabulator. Also, thank you to Scott St. Pierre for making all of the graphics over the last couple nights. It was very fun to have the memory wall. And thank you to everybody who watched us live over these 2 nights. This was a lot of fun for me to do a 2-night event. I'm glad you guys were able to take part in the fun over these last 2 nights. You know, I love this sort of nonsense. It's so great when we get to do stuff like this. And more to come in the future as we continue in Mr. and Miss Survivor Pageant 2014. Have a great night, everybody, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.